We're here!
Welcome to the Recent Podcast, the podcast for a gay veteran. Scream into the void at a Mormon church. If you want to reach us, we are on Instagram at NotSoPeterPriesthood.
Hi.
And you can email us at NotSoPeterPriesthood@gmail.com.
Thanks for joining us. Enjoy!
Bye!
So, since this is going to be a shorter episode anyway, we got time for a little news update.
Yes, please.
Apparently, there's a... So, there's a couple of things with these, like, new temples. I need to look up the what's going on with that Cody, Wyoming temple again, because that whole drama, but...
We need an update, yeah.
I'll look at that and pause on that to stick a little, you know...
Stick a pin in it. We'll be back.
Yeah, stick a pin in it, because that'll... I'll get to that, but anyway... Rexburg 2.0 temple has been revealed of like their plans for it, and it's funny because you would think that East Idaho News would be like very Mormony, but the comments on it just chef's kiss, like everything. Like the Eskimos come out to play, and I was just like, yes, yes. And my comment was that it looked very phallic. And that it needed the, I was like, well, I guess it's girthy, so there's good, you know. And and then all these people are saying, like, why does Rexburg need another temple? Oh, because, you know, the billionaires need their money, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, it's a corporation. And then my parents just went down to St. George 2.0 temple. I didn't realize that they... They got two temples.
I had no idea. Yeah, this is news to me.
Yeah, I had no idea. But that one also had good comments. And then I wish I should. Oh, you know what? I'm going to pull up some of them. Let's see if I can find it real quick on the fly.
It's on brand.
Yeah, it is on brand.
Albus gave the biggest groan. He was like, ugh.
I know, Albus. I get it. I get it.
Why do you act like you have, like, a full-time job?
Why can't I search on this?
You won't even lay on my feet and keep them warm. What is this?
Oh.
She just gave me the saddest look. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, baby. You don't have to work. You're just cute. Yes, you are. You're a good boy.
Oh, you know what? I need to do it this way. Sorry, I'm trying. Now I got pressure.
Under pressure.
Wah. I gotta go through all these stupid. We don't care about the winter storm. It's old news now.
I don't know. It's still looking pretty. I think we're out of a snowfall warning here today, but it's starting. The wind is picking up, which.
Yeah, we've had some wind too, and the Oh, maybe this isn't. Maybe I should just not do this. We can just edit this out.
You have that ability.
I do. Where'd we go? Oh, goodness. This is ridiculous. Where was that? I'm even scrolling it through my phone like an old person with my, like, pointy finger.
But do you have the text enlarged as big as it can go? That's a real question.
My coworker does, and she'll show me her phone sometimes. I'm like, what the fuck is happening right now?
My mom has that too. And I'm like, I can see it from across the room. What is wrong with you? I actually can't. I need to go get my eyes checked again.
I can see, actually. Let's see. Anyway, well, it's dumb. Oh. Anyway, well, I'm mad now. I can't find it.
Oh, that's so funny.
Edit parts of that out, but
sure, yeah, okay. Anyways, so the new Rexburg temple is phallic.
Yes, all the of them Saint are George, really, but
I thought they just redid the Saint George temple. I didn't know they had two.
No, so yeah, they redid the original one, and now they've got a second one that they just opened. That's a new, like brand new.
I guess there's a lot of Mormies in St. George, though, isn't there?
Yeah, and it's the, what's it called? The red. This one I could find pretty easy. Temple. Maybe. Oh, what the hell? Oh, what's the dress code for the... Oh, it's the Red Cliffs, Utah Temple.
Red Cliffs, Utah Temple.
Mm-hmm. It looks like all the other ones, literally.
They all look the same.
Seriously, and it's not...
It needs to get some gays on board to design for them, because, jeez, Louise.
Yeah, they need to... They need some different whatever, because...
Anyways, it's all for tax breaks anyways, because they put money into their real estate to not be taxed, so whatever.
Yep.
Anyways, well, so I was on the Facebook.
Oh no.
The only reason I honestly have it is because like I have older family and that's like their
same. Yeah. And when I was in the Navy, it was like the best way to like keep in contact with people. Like the literally on the ship, like that was the most reliable like chat with people and like.
Yeah, yeah. Like I have friends that have Androids. It's just easier to like Facebook Messenger with them because I like I send them a picture and they're like, I can't see it, and I'm like, for the love of God.
Yeah, just get a fucking iPhone. My favorite with those, well, not my favorite, it fucking irritates the shit out of me, but the when they do like the reacts and it sends a text.
It sends a text. Somebody reacted to your text and then it's your text and I'm like, could we not do this, please? Yeah.
Like, can you...
It is 2024, people.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm there with you. I'm there with you.
Maybe it just needs to like iPhone and Android just need to like get over themselves and like make it so that they actually talk to each other. Yeah. Or people just need to all just drop off of Android and come to the iPhone world.
could you imagine?
Also, yeah. There's no offense to you that are Android users, but also full offense.
Full offense.
What are you doing with your life?
What are you doing with your life?
I tried Android for like a day and I was like, nope, can't do it.
Yeah, the yoga studio that I, it was an Android phone because I was the studio manager. And so I had an Android phone and I was missing calls all the time because like even to answer it, I was like, what is happening?
Yeah. Well, then my sister has an iPhone, but she has iMessages turned off because she thinks that there's some, like, I don't know, like that it's an extra charge or something, or there's like a extra, she just thinks that like they can get your information, or I don't know what she thinks.
Oh, honey, you're walking around with a microphone. Like,
insane. We have a group chat with her, yeah. And she's the reason all of the texts turn up green, and then also she'll laugh react or something, and it just says, this person.
The whole, I hate that so much. I hate that so much. I hate it. Anyways, I'm on the Facebook. And somebody posted a question asking if anyone has resources about Joseph Smith's arrests and trials.
Mm.
And you know, your girl likes to like find receipts.
Mm-hmm.
I did not go full like research monster on this person. I just gave them a few like links that they could, you know, check out themselves. But nice. My research. let's see. There's a bunch actually. Like Joseph Smith was involved in like 30-ish criminal proceedings, whether he was a witness, whether he was the defendant, whether he was So he has faced 30 criminal charges and was arrested 42 times in his 21 years of being an adult. So. Yeah.
Wait, 40 times you said?
42 times. He was arrested 42 times in the states of New York, Ohio, Missouri, and Illinois.
Satan was leading them to persecute him. And.
So while in New York, Smith faced charges of being a disorderly person in 1826 and 1830.
Listeners, when Dusty presented this to me, she said, did you hear about the trials of 1930 of Joseph Smith? And I was like, 1930? What?
He was dead, honey.
All right. Anyway.
You have to be patient with me. I'm from the 1900s.
Very fragile.
I know. In Ohio, he was arrested multiple times on a variety of charges. On January 12th, 1838, a warrant was issued for Smith's arrest on a charge of banking fraud. Rather than submit to arrest, Smith fled the jurisdiction, escaping Ohio into Missouri. So Mormons like to say, well, he was never convicted. When you run away from arrest, when you leave the state, that doesn't mean you're innocent.
Yeah.
That generally means that he was never convicted. Yeah, because he ran away. In Missouri, he was accused of threatening a public official after his loss in the 1838 Mormon War. Smith was charged with treason against Missouri. Smith was allowed to escape custody and fled the jurisdiction, escaping into Illinois. So once again, he was never convicted. Yeah, because he fled.
He's like a little Houdini. How is he fleeing?
Like, I think he has, like, he probably bribed people, let's be honest.
How'd he bribe them? I have this whole thing. So, listen, for a while there, I was trolling the Mormons on X, Twitter, whatever that is.
It's Twitter. It will always be Twitter. I'm never going to call it X. So,
it's funny because articles will always say, X, formerly known as Twitter, it's never like just X.
Because that's the stupidest thing. Yeah. It's inflating Elon Musk's ego that we even give a shit that he renamed it. So, anyways.
So, I was using AI to create images of Joseph Smith that were very homoerotic, and he would have the first vision was actually him with an angel orgy, and then him and Oliver Cowdery, baptism. It was really just like, let's just get naked in the water.
I love it. Oh, I love it so much. It's amazing. They like to say, well, he was never convicted. It's because he ran away and didn't take, like, you know. Anyways. We're just gonna talk about a couple. So there was the trial of 1826. I am getting this information from Shields. It's a scholarly and historical information exchange for Latter-day Saints. So it's probably gonna be a little skewed to them. I mean,
we do that all the time. We read their stupid general conference stuff, so it's fine.
So in the winter, Skip. Okay. So, the 1830 trial. It was an undisputed trial of Joseph Smith that took place in 1830. Walter's first quote. Walter's is writes this article for.
Is this Walter's the magician?
Walters attempted to show that on March 20th, 1826, Joseph Smith was convicted in a court of law of glass looking. So he wrote this paper to show that he was convicted.
Glass looking.
Also, like, a disorderly person, March 1826. On March 20th, 1826, Smith, age 20, was arrested by Constable Philip D. Zing and taken to court in Bainbridge, New York, on the complaint of Josiah Stowell's nephew, who accused Smith of being a disorderly person and an imposter. An anonymous writer claimed to have been given access to an account of court proceedings which published in Fraser's Magazine during 1873. In it, Smith described his divination methods. Smith said he had a certain stone which he had occasionally looked to determine where hidden treasures in the bowels of the earth were.
Oh, Jesus.
And he professed to tell in this manner where gold mines were a distance underground, and had looked for Mr. Stowell several times, and it had informed him where he could find these treasures, and Mr. Stowell had been engaged in digging for them. that at Palmyra he pretended to tell by looking at the stone where coined money was buried in Pennsylvania, and while at Palmyra had frequently ascertained that in that way where lost property was of various kinds, that he had occasionally been in the habit of looking through this stone to find lost property for 3 years, but of late had pretty much given it up on account of his of its injuring his health, especially his eyes, making them sore.
Oh, good Lord. This is before he's even...
This is before he's
translating
even...
Translating the...
Yeah. Yeah.
The Mormon.
Yeah. He did not solicit business of this kind and had always rather declined having anything to do with this business, and therefore the court find the defendant guilty. Right?
Oh. Wait. You said they found him guilty?
Mm-hmm.
So, because I was looking up last looking to see what it was. Fair Mormon, Fair Latter-day Saints, whatever, mm-hmm. is saying Joseph was released without being fined or otherwise punished. There was no verdict of guilty or not guilty because this was only a hearing rather than a trial.
Well,
so they're saying on there that it was, he was not guilty, that he wasn't, there wasn't a sentence, like a...
Yeah, he wasn't sentenced to anything. I think it was more of like a reputational type of thing. Like, this man is a con artist.
Yeah.
Do your due diligence.
It's interesting because you know how there's that like space that they never really talk about where he has the first vision in 1820 and then all of a sudden the church is born like 10 years later.
Yeah.
And he's or whatever it is 1830, right? But like,
yeah.
At some point, Angel Moroni comes in there. Probably comes. and it sounds like a wet dream to me, but you know, whatever.
Probably will too.
But the, what was it? What was I trying to say? But they, like, that space always, like, annoyed me, even as, like, a.
Even as a believing member, you're like, what was he doing for that?
Like, what was he doing during all that time? Like, he has this great vision, and then all of a sudden he's like, I'm just going to not do anything about that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But really, yeah. He was doing stuff about it. He was trying to, like, do stuff about it. He had the first vision, supposedly, and then he's just using this seer stone to, like, con people. He was just doing con artist stuff.
He was a con artist. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, he was a disorderly person. He was recognized as a disorderly person and a money digger in after that, that trial. So the next trial we're going to talk about is also a disorderly person, June 1830, Constable Ebenezer.
I'm wondering what it takes to be a disorderly person in the 1800s, because I feel like everybody was like,
Think of disorderly, like, disorderly conduct of, like, disrupting the peace or, like, that sort of, like, drunken displays in public or whatever. I think back then it was disorderly in the sense that they were acting in disaccord to the laws and, like, that sort of a situation. A little bit different than we would think of it today. Like, they were disrupting livelihoods and stuff.
Let's see. So... it's fun because I'm Googling as we're going.
I love it.
Book of Mormon Central, whatever the fuck that is, says he was talks about the one that you just talked about, but the where does it say? It gave me a thing of oh goodness. Why compare Joseph? Oh, God. It gives, like, this is why was Joseph accused. There are at least four reasons to prepare Joseph to move on.
Oh, God,
build
no.
confidence in the American system of independent neutral judges. And to strengthen testimony and give people a chance to speak in Joseph's behalf. And to fulfill prophecy. So that's why he was done. All this stuff was done to him.
Yeah. That's proved in the Book of Mormon that he wrote.
Yeah. Which tracks because the church, you know, when they do their sexual assault cover-ups and they do their audits, it's by themselves. They're auditing themselves.
They're auditing themselves, yeah.
So it's literally like, oh, okay, well.
The Bible's true because the Bible says the Bible's true.
Yeah. Joseph Smith was true because he said he was true because he wrote it in the Book of Mormon about himself.
Yeah. Talking about inflated ego.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
So Let's see.
So Ebenezer.
Ebenezer Hatch arrested Smith on June 30th, 1830, held him overnight, and brought him before Justice Joseph P. Chamberlain on a charge of being a disorderly person. Smith was transported to South Bainbridge, New York. His two-day trial took place in late June, ending on July 1st, 1830. So he was under arrest and incarcerated for a month. And he was defended by two attorneys hired by Joseph Knight. I know that name. I don't know why. He was acquitted. Immediately after his release, however, he was arrested again and transported back to Colesville for a second trial, where he was acquitted again. So,
what year was this?
This was 1830.
Oh.
Yeah. So Mormons like to say, well, he was never convicted. And I'm like, because of like legal, he had good lawyers. Like O.J. Simpson wasn't convicted either.
Yeah.
Just not throwing that out there.
Not being convicted doesn't mean you're not guilty.
Doesn't mean you're not guilty. It means you just have lawyers, or you have loopholes, or you have the ability to flee the
state. Also, the American justice system, at least now, is more about, well, I don't know. It's flawed, obviously, but the if you've ever done jury duty, which I had the unfortunate duty to do.
I was supposed to, and I couldn't because my husband was out of town, and I was actually really disappointed about it. So I can't even talk about it. Oh, I wanted to go so bad.
Their whole thing was to can the prosecutors I can't remember which side, which one has to prove without a shadow of doubt. So it's more just like they have to prove without
they
a
have to
like,
prove guilt without a shadow guilt. Of doubt. Yeah. You don't have to prove your innocence. They have to prove guilt. The burden of proof is on the
that's
prosecution.
What burden of
yeah.
proof. Yes. That's what yeah. I was like. And then, so maybe the prosecution couldn't show exactly. They didn't have the proof that they needed, but they knew mm-hmm. something was going on.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so in Ohio, between 1831 and 1838, Smith faced numerous charges, including charges of assault, illegal banking, and banking fraud. In 1838, he fled Ohio for Missouri. So,
praise to the man.
Praise to the man. Yeah. 1835, he assaulted his brother-in-law, Calvin, who's the husband of Smith's sister, Sophronia,
I think.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I can't say that word. I don't know why.
You read all these fantasy books.
Yeah. And I say, and as she looked at Carson Messmer.
Your mind just does this mumble of like rush, rush. Whatever that name is.
Rush is very hot. Rush. I give them all nicknames, or I look it up on YouTube how to say it.
Perfect. I'm always like, well, and then you, if you read like the audiobook, listen to the audiobook, and you're like, wait, that's how you say it? Yeah. I've been wrong this whole time. What?
I just read a book by an author who's a Canadian Prairies girl, too. So, shout out! Called The Grave Reaping Hermit. It is hilarious, first of all. If you want to read, like, a fun fantasy, it was so funny. But the main character gives all these fantasy people, like, nicknames. And I was like, we are soulmates. Like, this is exactly... like, it was so... And she calls the one... What does she call the one guy? Like, she always gives him, calls him by his nickname. He's like, don't call me that. So good. It's amazing. So good. Anyways, okay. Back to this.
Tangent.
So, yeah. He was his brother-in-law. In 1837, Samuel D. Rounds swore a writ against Smith and Sidney Rigdon for illegal banking and issuing unauthorized bank paper. At the hearing on March 24th, the court found sufficient evidence for the case to go to trial. In October, Smith and Rigdon were tried in absentia, meaning they were not there, because they left Ohio for Canada.
They went to Canada?
They ran away to Canada. Yeah, Upper Canada.
Oh, because that's not like a
yeah.
big old red flag of I'm in it, like guilty.
Yeah. They were each found guilty. So he has been convicted of bank fraud and fined. Yeah. He was arrested 7 times in 4 months, and his followers managed heroically to raise the $38,000 required for bail in the 1800s. That's a shit ton of money, you guys.
Wow. How much did they...
$38,428.
Oh, that's like, this is giving that energy of Trump right now. Like, it's just like that he gets convicted and convicted and convicted, and his followers are still just like, it's
they're
fine.
Gonna support his like bid for president, not thinking that that's gonna go off to pay off his like legal shit. Like, are you stupid?
And
are
we're
you stupid?
Gonna they are stupid. And you can I'm gonna buy these gold sneakers for $300 to save me. Yeah, I'm like, anyway.
Ew. Anyways, so conspiracy to murder Grandison Newell, June 1837. According to Grandison Newell, Smith had conspired with Solomon Denton and Marvel C. Davis to murder him for Newell's impugning the integrity of the founders of the Kirtland Safety Society. So Newell was like, y'all are stupid. And they were like, that's it, we're going to kill him.
You can't talk about my leader that way.
Right, yeah. On June 3rd, Smith appeared before Justice Flint in a preliminary hearing. Orson Hyde testified that Smith seemed much excited and declared that Newell should be put out of the way or where the crows could not find him. He said destroying Newell would be justifiable in the sight of God, that it was the will of God. It's a little Nephi killing Laban there for me.
It's a little bit of Godfather, like mafia, like...
What else? What about the crows can't find him? Women with officials. Yeah. So more banking fraud in 1838. A warrant was issued for Smith's arrest on charge of banking fraud. Smith and Rigdon fled Kirtland for Missouri in the night of January.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
Yeah.
Don't be suspicious.
Night moves are always on the up and up. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
While in Missouri, Smith faced charges of threatening a public official and later treason. So he threatened Judge Adam Black in August of 1838. He led an armed group of over 100 and surrounded the home of Justice of the Peace Adam Black, who had been elected judge 2 days earlier. So we have a sworn statement of events.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was,
this is literally blowing my... So, I knew that he was a con man, but, like, yeah, the more
didn't know how
whenever
deep
I
went.
Hear about this stuff, I'm like,
yeah,
wait, so, because, like, when we were in the church, especially, I think it's kind of, they're kind of, like, rebranding and, like, being a little more, like, let's not talk about him, he's problematic.
Let's talk about other stuff.
We're Jesus's church, so we're going to talk about Jesus more. And like, oh, really? Now you're going to do it? But when we were in the church, it was like Joseph Smith, boom, Joseph Smith.
Oh,
Joseph
yeah.
Smith,
all
Joseph
we talked
Smith,
about.
Joseph Smith. And then, and Jesus was like, he's a little detail. He's just there. He did a thing, you know.
He wanted Joseph to come and, like, you know, restore his church. So it's all about Joseph.
Yeah. But.
So, yeah, it's wild how much we don't know. And like the church was going on at this time. Like he had these militia followers that were like willing to kill for him.
Yeah. And the what was it? You got these movies about him? Like that big old what was that? Yeah. Legacy?
Legacy.
That
you remember going to, did you ever go to like the whatever the
wasn't
visitor
that one
center?
About the pioneers? That one's about the pioneers, right?
Yeah. But he's like the beginning, I feel like, isn't he?
Yeah, but isn't there one that came after? No, that was.
Oh, yeah. The kid from Cardston plays Joseph Smith. What's his name?
I don't know.
Is it one of the Petrie Boys? I can't even think about it. I think so. Anyways.
But there's this whole movie where they do like Joseph Smith's story and they make it so lovely and so. And him and Emma have this great love.
Oh, it's a huge love story, right? Yeah.
I'm all for the Under the Banner of Heaven version because
it's more realistic.
Yeah. Although that actor played him, I was like, I feel very conflicted because you're hot.
I had a moment where I had to like not think about Andrew Garfield for a while because him and garments just like, I can't.
Oh, yeah. And then...
No.
Just put him in a Spider-Man suit and you'll be
back in the Spider-Man suit. Full Lycra. Let's go.
Yep. We objectify men here. It's fine. Okay. All right.
We're concerned with feminism. It's all right, though. So, yeah. Missouri treason case. It was November 1838 into 1839. Let's see. After the surrender of Mormon forces on November 2nd, 1838, Smith was surrendered to authorities, arrested, and imprisoned in the jail at Liberty. On November 12th, 1838, Judge King found probable cause to believe that Joseph Smith Jr., Lyman White, Hiram Smith, Alexander McRae, and Caleb Baldwin are guilty of overt tracts of treason in Davies County. Smith and other Mormons continue to be held at Liberty Jail. So we were always told that, like, Liberty Jail was, like, this beautiful, like, when he wrote all these things, and, like, it was in communion with God, and it was, like, this really spiritual thing. But I never knew, why was he in jail? I was just told,
they don't
like,
tell
he
was
being persecuted. The reason he was being persecuted is because they, like, attacked. They had a Mormon war, is what they call it.
Oh, that's like, funny. Well, and it goes to, like, the Carthage thing, too, because, like, they always say, like, oh, he was persecuted. But, no, you can't. I'm sorry. So, he's either. They don't put. I mean, back in those days, like, you had to have a good reason to put them in jail, especially. Like, that was, like, a big. At least I could be wrong. Right? But, like, just to persecute him and put him in jail for nothing, that would be.
There's systemic racism where, like, black men are thrown in jail for, like, very small. This is not that.
No, this is not that. And they try to liken it to that. And that pisses me off so bad because they're like, oh, well, especially Mormons on Twitter, they'll be like, oh, well, we face persecution all the time, just like the blacks do. And I'm like, Excuse me. They have like erased cultures that they don't even know, like these whole race of people that don't know where they came from. They don't know what country in Africa their ancestors are from because they've been, you know, in this, that
they've been stolen from their country. Yeah.
Oh, but by all means, your con man who
put himself into these situations, who raised an army and declared war. Like, are you kidding me? Anyways, so yeah, I always remember, like, Liberty Jail was like, I've been to Liberty Jail. I have been there, and it was, like, supposed to be this, like, really spiritual experience. And I remember thinking, like, but why?
Yeah, and they don't tell you. They're just like... That's the same with Carthage Jail. They don't tell you why he was in jail. They just put you walk through it, and then you listen to this recording that's really fucking disturbing because it's like, oh.
You can hear the mob in the background and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And the gunshots and stuff. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah. And when you're like, oh, he was arrested for destruction of public property. Oh. He wasn't. Well,
what did he destroy?
Oh, a printing press. That's weird. Oh my God. What? Anyways, so they were held at Liberty Jail. He escaped custody while they were being escorted to Boone County, and he fled across the border to Illinois. Missouri would spend several years attempting to apprehend and extradite Smith. So, again, he wasn't convicted because he escaped custody. Like, It just
can't be convicted if you're not there.
Yeah. So he was arrested for fleeing in Missouri on June 5th, 1841. Smith was arrested as a fugitive from Missouri justice. On June 10th, he was freed. Like, conspiracy to murder Governor Boggs. We all know about that situation. Porter Rockwell. Mm-hmm. And Smith were arrested by Illinois law enforcement for attempting to assassinate Governor Boggs. Like, it's just, this is stuff that we were never told about. And there's 30 criminal cases against him until his last one.
Jesus.
Yeah. Missouri treason, June 1843. Fornication and polygamy,
May 1844.
My husband's being a jackass in the corner. Sorry. He just heard the word fornication and he popped up. So.
Like, what?
Talking about that. So yeah, in May 1844, a Hancock County Hancock.
Herbie Hancock.
Indicted Smith for perjury, fornication, and polygamy. The charge of perjury was based on testimony by Joseph H. Jackson and Robert D. Foster. Well, William Law's testimony led to charges of fornication and polygamy. Smith appeared before the circuit court and his trial was postponed until the next term of court. So, whilst that was postponed, what did Joseph do? What did he do? Oh, that's right. He incited a riot to destroy the Nauvoo Inquisitor. Expositor? Expositor.
Expositor, yeah.
Thank you. In June of 1844. So, the Nauvoo Expositor was a newspaper that published only one issue, which was dated June 7th, 1844. It was founded by several seceders from Smith's church and was critical of Smith and other church leaders. Those who published the Expositor espoused a belief in Mormonism but criticized Smith for doctrines such as plural marriage and exaltation. As mayor, Smith and the Nauvoo City Council declared the newspaper a public nuisance and ordered the press destroyed. The town marshal carried out the order that evening. Could you imagine? Could you imagine just being like, like, our mayor is a lovely woman. I know her. Could you imagine her getting mad at our town, our town's paper, and being like, go burn it?
Yeah. Like, and it'd be, and then having people defending her for being like, yes, she did it because of God.
Yeah. Can you imagine? On June 11th, the Hancock County Justice of the Peace issued a warrant for the arrest of Smith and 17 other individuals on charges of inciting a riot. So they arrested Smith, took him to Hancock County Court. Rather than return with Bettesworth Court, Smith instead petitioned the Municipal Court of Nauvoo to dismiss the charges. So he went back to his own city's court and was like, you should dismiss the charges against me. I'm your mayor. And then Smith declared martial law in Nauvoo on June 18th. And called out the Nauvoo Legion, an organized city militia of about 5,000 men. So this is where it starts. He wasn't just like, it wasn't just a simple matter of, like, he was being persecuted. The man was leading a militia to get back at people who called him out on the things he was actually doing.
So it's really just, like, in the military, it's always, like, you blow for blow kind of, what is that word? What is that? What am I trying to think of? There's, I can't think of the word. Fuck it. Where you, like, if you have an, like, somebody coming at you with a gun, and they're gonna, you're not gonna come at them with, like, your fists. You're gonna come at them with a gun. Yeah. So, like, it's not like, and if they come at you with a knife, you're gonna come at them with your force for force or whatever. It's like a beating force for force. You're not gonna, like, overdo it and, like, I mean, I was going to
drop a bomb on them.
Yeah. So,
which is exactly what he's doing.
Yeah. And so, of course, that's going to, like, rally up other people that are going to, oh, you got a militia? Well, we got a fucking army that we're going to come and get you, you know, like, what do you think is going to happen, dude?
Yeah. So on June 25th, Smith and his co-defendants surrender to Constable Bettesworth on the original charge of inciting a riot. An arraignment was held on the rioting charges, and Justice Robert F. Smith granted bail of $500 for each defendant. After bail was granted under the previous charge, Augustine Spencer immediately swore out a warrant alleging that Smith had committed treason by calling out the Nauvoo Legion to resist the force under the command of the governor. So he's in jail. He's going to be released on bail, but now they're saying, well, you called out your militia to, like... it's treason. It's treason against the state, right?
Yeah.
Bail could not be granted for the charge of treason, so Smith was placed in jail where he was accompanied by his brother Hiram and other associates. On June 27th, Smith and Hiram were killed while awaiting trial.
Yeah.
So there's a whole list of all of these. It's disputed, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, guilty, tried in absentia because he ran away to Canada, charges dismissed, fled, grand jury scheduled, but Smith fled, escaped custody and fled, hiding and fled, rejected request for extradition, trial scheduled, but killed while awaiting trial. Like, he was in jail for three separate charges when he was killed. Perjury, fornication, adultery, inciting a riot, and treason against Illinois. That's why he was in jail.
Wow.
So, there you go.
Praise the man.
It was just persecution, you guys. Yeah. Like, they were just mean to him. And
why is there many haters?
It's in God's plan that we're just persecuted. Anyways, I thought that was, like, really interesting to, like, go through them, like, one by one and be like, holy shit.
Yeah, that's...
And that's just my brief overview. Like, I didn't go into, like... Like, you could read for pages. You could read, like, the transcripts and the, like, the arrest warrants and witness statements. It's so fun.
So, this, on my mission, we used to talk about culty. Oh, my God. This just sparked something in me. Because we used to quote this before meetings. There's the standard truth and then the... Why can't I think of what the other thing was? Anyway.
Hey, your brain's making space.
I know, it's great. this is a quote from Joseph Smith. J-Dog. I used to be able to do this without... Oh, God.
Is it like the Young Women's theme?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Aww. It was, like, implanted in my brain. Because, I hate
like, that for you.
They would... As a mission, you had to quote it every meeting. We did it in division meet. Is it called division meetings? Why does that sound weird to me? District meetings.
I was gonna say district meetings. Yeah, that's right, isn't it?
District. Yes, district leader. District is right. Oh my God, district zone.
He wasn't even a real Mormon, you guys. He didn't even have a testimony.
He doesn't even go here. All right, so it says, the standard of truth has been erected. No unhallowed hand can stop the work from progressing. Persecutions may rage. Oh, this is killing me. Mobs may combine. Armies may assemble. Calumny may defame. But the truth of God will go forth boldly, nobly, and independent till it has penetrated every continent, visited every clime, swept every country, and sounded in every ear, till the purposes of God shall be accomplished, and the great Jehovah shall say, the work is done. That's what we used to...
Ew. Yeah. I had, like, a full body shiver.
Blech. No. But the whole point of that was to be like, oh, well, we were persecuted, but, you know, the prophecies are saying that it's gonna go forth. And it's like, no, you look at it. It's been 20 years since my mission. And you look at the church now, and I feel like I think there was a point where it was like getting more global. Mm-hmm. I feel like now it's like definitely becoming more centralized again.
Well, it's definitely helped that like the internet is like instant information at your fingertips and you can like look up these trials and be like, no. Like, yeah. Anybody who's like approached about the church was like, yeah, it was restored to gospel by Joseph Smith, and they Google Joseph Smith and they're like, holy shit.
Yeah, hence the rebrand.
30 criminal charges. Yeah. Wow.
Hence the distancing themselves from Joseph Smith now.
Yeah, it makes a little bit more sense, right? Like, yeah.
Which is hilarious to me. When I see, because you see it in real time and you're like, oh, because he's problematic, but yeah. Because the internet exists and people can look him up now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So now you're going to be like, oh, we don't know him. Yeah, he started the church, but we're completely different now.
I'm just going to do a test. I'm just going to go Joseph Smith and just Google. Mm-hmm. Comes up with his awful picture, first of all. Oh, and yeah, the first thing that comes up is Joseph Smith in Wikipedia, which links to all of his arrests.
All right.
So, yeah, that's probably part of the rebrand is how can they, like, they can't get around that, right? That's so funny. It's so funny. Oh, God. Anyways, I just thought that was really... Huh. And then, of course, Reddit comes to the rescue, and they're like, one user, I won't give their usernames because I don't have permission, but all credit goes to them saying this. Growing up, they would say that he was arrested on false trumped up charges and would never say what those charges actually were. I spent my entire time in the church, 28 years, believing Joseph Smith was in Carthage because he wouldn't deny the Book of Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was actually a violation of the First Amendment and the unlawful destruction of private property. Thuggery, pure and simple. Fuck that guy.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's just wild. It's so wild. Just 42 times Satan stirred up in the hearts of evil men in an attempt to destroy the work for
God. Just 42 times. I saw this thing about, this meme that's going around that says that, wait, so God created the earth, and then he created Satan, who tempts people to lead them away, and yet God is not strong enough to destroy Satan. Like, why do we have Satan then? The more you dig into it, it just falls apart, just... Completely, all of it.
It really does. It really does. And the more I think about it, the more the church is exactly what Satan, quote unquote, plan was of, well, I'm just going to make them obey me.
Oh, exactly. 1,000%. When I was at BYU Idaho, I thought the same. I was like, I don't have free agency.
No. No.
You can't put on whatever color
underwear you want.
Yeah. That was part of, like, I think where my shelf started to break, even beyond, like, the, you know, my sexuality. But, like, just this idea that I can't have, I have to be forced to shave every day. I can't wear shorts on campus. I have to go, you know, have to do all these things.
Mine was when I was pregnant with my first baby and having to buy normal underwear because the doctor couldn't see my one doctor could, because my one doctor was Mormon, but like having to go for checkups and having to wear like different underwear so that they didn't know, so that they didn't see it because it was so sacred.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
I've always just, when I was, you know, I would just go, but like I lived.
I think it's different for like, cause like getting breast checks and stuff, like you have to, but they didn't want, like, I would go to the doctor, I would take off my clothes, I would put on, like, the regular underwear for, like, my appointment, and then I would take off the regular underwear and then put my garments back on. Like,
oh, so much work.
Yeah, very strange. Like, to get, like, an ultrasound or whatever, I would have to do the whole, like, It was weird. But that was one of my shelves.
It's not a cult, though.
Yeah, not a cult.
And the fact that we, like, that Joseph Smith can do no wrong, basically. Like, there's that whole narrative around him, like, of him just being this perfect person, that he was, the persecution, and he did nothing to, like, to deserve it.
Yeah. He was just an innocent man who was just, the hearts of evil men were stirred up against him. Yeah, it wasn't just dads who were upset he was having sex with their teenagers.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. All right, then.
Government's upset that he was, like, building a militia against them.
Yeah, you know, destroying private property, you know. Huh. First Amendment right to free speech and him destroying a printing press. It's a pretty big one. It's pretty big.
Yeah.
First Amendment. Yeah. What's the First Amendment?
Yeah,
thank you.
You're right.
I'm not American, so I was stretching there. But
good job. Good for you.
Thank you.
I actually forgot that you were Canadian for a second there. I was like, oh, she's talking about American stuff.
Don't worry. I'll say something ridiculous in about 5 seconds. You'll be like, oh, there it is.
There it is.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like a moose will walk past my window or something.
You do live in a fairy tale world. Like, listeners, Dusty will have deer just... on her lawn eating just peaceful. Yeah,
I had to move all my house plants because I had them all like on a shelf in my front. I have huge front windows. They're beautiful, glorious. It's the reason I love my house. So I had all my house plants like arranged in the window, but because it's been so cold and snowy, all these deer kept like do 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 do, and they come up right to the window and smack their faces on my window trying to get my house.
This is the truth they don't tell you about Snow White.
It's like, get the hell out of my house. Yeah, so I had to move all my house because like $1, and we have like this walkway under our window. And then $1 was coming up to like get to the plant, and he slipped on the ice on the walkway and like smashed his antlers against the window. And I really thought he was going to come through my window. I was actually really scared. So I was like, time to move those.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bambi. No snacks for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what they don't tell you in the fairy tale.
Which is much like what they don't tell you about Joseph Smith. See, I tied it all back together.
All a fairy tale.
The fairy tale that the Mormons tell you about Joseph Smith versus reality.
True. Yeah.
Reality is that the deer hit your window.
Savages. They get into my garbage. They poop all over my lawn.